Good morning, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹早安。
How are you?
好，你好吗？
We come here in a sanctuary to worship together as one church today.
我们今天一起在这里是一个教会来敬拜我们的神。
And I acknowledge there are a few languages around here.
我知道我们当中有好几种语言。
So, well, this is what I'm planning to do.
我今天打算这样。
Let me pull up my PowerPoint first.
请先看荧光幕。
Okay. This is the intro slides, pretty right? But this is what I'm going to do now. Let's stand up.
让我们起来。
All right, let's learn this. All right.
我们一起学。
The most simple one first.
最简单是这个。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Let's greet each other. Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
All right, pretty good, pretty good.
不错。
Next.
下一张。
新年快乐。
新年快乐。Happy New Year.
And let's try to greet each other. 新年快乐。All right, a little more challenging now for some of you.
新挑战性的了。
新年快乐。
Happy New Year!
Wow, amazing, amazing, Zuido. All right, and I have to ask my wonderful family here, how to say it in Korean?
Repeat.
Oh, we need to ask them to repeat. Can you say that again? A little slower. Sehe po mali panjiseo. Let's greet each other in Korean. Sehe po mali. Part say, yo. All right, very good job, good job, good job. Happy New Year to all of you. May you be seated. Wow, amazing. We are here together on the first day of the year. That's not that many chances like that throughout your lifetime. And we gather here as one church to worship our Lord together.
我们一起一个家一个教会一起敬拜我们的主。
So we are welcoming 2023 this morning.
今天我们是欢迎2023年。
Let's think about this topic, training up the right mind.
我们想想这个题目，培养正确的心意。
So usually in the new year, we like to set goals.
通常新年的时候，我们就是定一些，我们想做什么。
Maybe you call it New Year resolution.
或者你叫今年的目标。
So I have one for you this morning, right mind in New Year.
我今天给你们一个新的，就是新年的正确心态。
So in this nowadays, is there such a thing called right mind?
在我们今天的这个世界，还有没有什么叫正确的心意呢？
Because everybody entitled for what they think, what they believe. So is there such a thing called right mind?
似乎每个人都有自己的想法。那有没有什么叫正确的心意呢？
So let's first to think about what mind really is.
我们先想一想，心意到底是什么意思？
So in this Chinese translation this morning, I call it 心事意念。I call it mind. It can also represent heart or use express it in the terms heart.
这个是我们翻作心思意念，表示我们的心，表示我们的头脑。
And human's heart or human's mind is a mystery.
人的思想是一个谜。
So you were sitting there and try to think what I think.
你坐在那里，你猜我是在想什么呢？
And I'm going to tell you what I think.
那我是告诉你我想什么。
So I am standing here and try to guess what you think.
我在站在这里呢，我要猜你在想什么。
As a preacher, sometimes we stand up here, we see everything.
在做传道人在台上，什么都看得见。
Sometimes we see, Amen, Amen.
我们心里面想，哎。
Sometimes we see that from the congregation, the expression.
好像我们有时候会看见会中有这个 Amen 这个心思。
And sometimes I see that.
有时候是看得见的。
Sometimes I also see that.
有时候也看见他们在打瞌睡。
I see everything.
在台上什么都看得见。
Which is okay.
没关系啦。When
I listened to message, I did all of those two.
我在听到的时候，我有时候也会这样。I
pray that I can stay awake.
我希望我能保持清醒。And
to try to understand what the speaker is trying to tell me.
想一想，到底这个讲员要讲什么？So
mine is very, very difficult to discern at time.
人的思想很难猜得到的。So
secular psychology is a collection of philosophy is in attempt to explain how the mind affects humans' behavior.
事实的心理学是尝试来解释人类的行为的那个哲学。
I want to try to highlight this word philosophy.
我想看一看这个哲学什么意思。
So I want to link the study of psychology is a kind of philosophy.
事实心理学其实是一种哲学。
It has science involved.
里面有科学。
But the interpretation explanation is more like a philosophy more than science.
但解释讲说是比较像哲学了。
So it's up to the debate.
所以大家可以有争论的。And
the scriptures has a clear explanations of view of what human is.
圣经里面讲得很清楚人是怎么的。And
the scriptures explain the motive behind human's behavior.
圣经里面会讲述人背后的动机。So
scripture is not silent, especially in human's mind.
所以圣经从人的角度看不是科学。
Scripture is not silence when it talks about human's mind.
讲到人的科学的话，圣经不是人类的科学。
Scripture is always loud and clear.
圣经讲得很清楚。
What is human's mind?
什么是人的思想？
What is human's mind?
什么是心思意念呢?
So human's mind is an element that reasons, thinks, feels, wills, perceives, judges, etc., etc.
心思意念是包括着推理、思考、感觉、意志、感知、判断等等。
It has the ability to learn and absorb knowledge.
包括着会想、会吸收知识。
That's why we go to school.
所以我们要上学。
We absorb knowledge.
我们去吸收学。So
having all this knowledge, what do you do?
那么有了这么多的学问，又怎么呢？
Human mind is to reason and make decision.
心思一念是要思考，然后会有判断。
And there are some problems in our mind.
那我们心思意念是有问题了。Our
mind often has errors.
我们的心思意念常常会出错的。Do
you agree?
你同意吗?
Especially when we have different opinion.
特别我们有不同的想法。We
all often or always think that I have a good reason.
我们常常说，哎，我有个很好的原因。
That's how we feel about ourselves.
我们都是这样自己想的。
And as I'm talking to you this morning,
我跟你在讲话的时候呢,
I think I have a good reason too.
我也有很觉得我讲得很好的。
But we have to admit that.
但是我们要承认。
Our mind often has errors.
我们的思想也常常会出错的。
Do you agree?
同意吗？
If you somewhat agree, let me ask you, do you ever do something and you regret about it?
如果你有出错的话，我请问你有没有后来后悔的呢？
If you regret, that means that you made a wrong decision at some point.
如果你会后悔的话，那表示你在当中出过错了。
And to prove my point, it has error.
就是我刚才说的，是有错误的。
Or have you ever misjudged a situation?
有没有判断错误的呢？
I always do.
我常常会。
I try not to.
我尝试不会出错。
But sometimes I do make a lot of misjudgment.
但是我常常还会为这个有错误的判断。
Let's take a look at the scriptures, how it describes our mind.
看看圣经怎么说我们的脑心思意念吧。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting.For the one who doubts, it likes a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为怀着疑惑的人，就像海中的波浪的被风吹过，翻腾，这样的人不要想从主那里得的什么。心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
So this verse tells us a little bit about what our mind is.
这段经文告诉我们，我们人的心是怎么样的。
It is not stable.
是不稳定的。
It can doubt.
有疑惑的。
Do you ever doubt the love of God?
你有没有疑惑过上帝的爱呢？
Do you ever doubt that whether God is listening to your prayer?
你有没有疑惑过到底上帝有没有听我的祷告呢？
Isn't scriptures very clear on God loves us and he listens to our prayer?
圣经不是说上帝爱我们，听我们的祷告吗？
But we doubt.
但是我们会怀疑的。
And we are not stable.
我们不是那么稳定的。
And I want to go into a term called mental illness here.
我们这里讲一个精神病吧。
This is a very misleading term.
这个讲法是有误导的。
And not that I don't agree that's the condition.
我并不是反对有这种的情况。
But that is very misleading.
但这样讲法会有误导的。
Let me ask you this question.
我问你吧。
Can your mind get sick?
你的精神会生病吗？
Can your thinking get sick?
你的想法会生病吗？
Sometimes we say that, oh, he's crazy.
有些人说是疯了。
Does that mean that his mind, his thinking get sick, that need treatment, to get him a pill, then he can recover again?
如果心思是一个病的话，可不可以吃什么药就把它医好呢？
I would say it is not possible for the mind to be ill.
我说心思意念是不可能生病的。
But what can?
那什么会呢？
A brain can.
我们的大脑会。
We can bring and get damage.
我们的大脑会受损。
And chemical can be imbalanced.
也可能是化学不平衡。
But our mind doesn't really get sick.
但是我们的头心思并不会生病的。
Our mind is limited, though.
但是我们的心意是有限的。
And our mind can be affected by sin.
我们的心思会被罪所影响。
Let's look at Ephesians here.
我们看看以弗所书怎么说。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins and in which you once walked, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air and spirits that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.
他叫你们活过来。
你们都死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，随顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在叛逆之子中运行的邪灵。 So we talked about we are dead.
我们讲我们死在。
And we are following the world.
我们是随着风俗。今世的风俗。
So what following the world?
那什么？
Our mind first following the world.
我们的心思意念会跟随着世俗的风俗。
We were influenced by the world.
我们受它的影响。
Our mind is constantly influenced by the world.
我们的思想不断的受世界的影响。
Everything.
所有的事都是
from whether you can turn on your car this morning,
从早上你开车
to you see everything on the street,
在路上看见有什么东西
your interaction with your family,
你跟家人的交往
and you look at your phone, your social media to find out what's going on in the world.
然后打开手机看看世界上有什么事。
Everywhere, everything influences our mind.
到处都会影响我们的思想。
So this is a very important question that we try to ask ourselves.
这是一个很重要的问题，我们来自己思想一下。
Do we discern anything that comes to our mind?
我们会判断一下进到我们的头脑的东西。
Some of you live in the house.
有的人住在家里面。
Some of you live in an apartment.
有的是住在公寓里面。
Do you have some kind of security system?
你有没有保安系统呢？
I think most of you probably have some kind of security system.
可能多多少少都会有一些保安的系统。
At least,
最少
a lock.
最少有一个门锁。
You lock the door.
你把门锁上。
Even we live in an apartment.
虽然是住在公寓里面。
Think about how many locks people need to go in before they go into your apartment.
你想一想，从外面要来的话，要经过多少个门，多少个锁呢？
Sometimes I visit our elderly apartment.
有时候我去老人公寓。
I need to get good contact inside.
我先要对跟里面讲好了。
Otherwise, I will never able to get in.
不然的话，没办法进去的。
Gate after gate after gate.
一个门，一个门，一个门。
Good security.
有很好的保安系统。
So if our mind is kind of function like that.
我们的头脑也是这样的。
If you don't discern what to watch and what to read.
如果你不分辨你读什么呢？
It's just like,keeping your front door wide open all the time.
就好像你把前门一直打开。
Anyone can come in?
任何人都能进来。
Anyone can come in to leave anything there?
没，任何人都不能进到你的家里，拿什么都可以。
Anyone can come in to take anything from you?
任何人都能进来，什么东西都可以拿走。
Do you do that?
你会这样吗？
Do you leave your door open?
你会不会把门打开的呢？
Leave your door open, wide open. Welcome everyone.
你会不会把前门打开，欢迎任何人跑进来呢？
Unfortunately,
不幸的呢。
We do it with our social media.
我们在这个社交媒体上就是这样。
We do it with our phone.
我们的电话就是这样。
What influences your mind?
什么影响你的思想呢？
How much do you spend time on this?
你每一天在这个上面用了多少时间？
TV shows?
电视节目。
Including the one that you watch on the phone.
包括你在手机上看的那一些。
Nowadays there are many options.
现在很多办法看到。
from Netflix.
Netflix.
And then to YouTube.
YouTube.
And from American show.
美国的这些
电视剧。To Korean shows.
可以看 Korean 的这电视。
Sometimes I'm scratching my head. Do you understand them?
我们一直想到底懂不懂他们这样讲什么。
Korean pop music influencing the world.
但是韩国的音乐是影响全世界的。
A lot of people watch them, but they don't understand.
很多人在看，但是其实看不懂。
Video game? How much time do you spend on video game?
多少人会用看那个video games?
Social media?
社交媒体。
In a recent statistic.
最近那个统计
，during COVID-19，
在这个 COVID 的那个时间
，screen times among teens double。
少年人看那个 streaming， 加倍了时间。
So maybe you can get a guess. Take a guess.
那你猜一猜吧。
How many hours in average teens teens spend time on internet or on screen?
你猜猜看，一般的少年人花多少的时间上网和在那个网上呢？
Take a wild guess.
随便猜猜吧。
Take a wild guess. Excluding virtual classroom time. Excluding doesn't count.
在上面不上课的那个不算哦。
Six hours? You think? Six hours? Okay. What else? Anyone want to get a wild guess? Eight.Wow, okay.
16个小时，八个小时。
20? Wow.
20?
Wild guess, yeah. Well, it is, according to my statistic, it is 7.7 hours.
我找到的统计是每天7.7小时。
Think about it. Oh, I need time for, to sleep, to eat.
那我还有时间睡觉吃饭吗
？And teens need to go to class.
还要去上课吗
？And they still have 7.7 hours to spend on screen time.
每天7.7小时在看这些。
Our society is moving to a direction that we so rely on screens.
我们现在的资讯多有这么。依靠媒体上的。
Some of you know we just came back from a retreat.
你们可能知道我们刚从一个退休会回来。
And I would just want to commend these youth to who went to the retreat.
我现在要赞扬我们这些少年人去了。
What I commend them, what is not about they going to went to the retreat.
我不是说他们去退休会好。
Of course, this is good.
当然呢，也是好的。
I want to commend them. They woke up this morning and they sit in the front.
我是赞扬他们今天还早上还来，而且坐在前面。
Good. So we need to sit in the front or more.
所以应该多坐前面吧。
We went to, we in the retreat. That's a workshop talks about social media.
在这个退休会里面有讲社交媒体。
And we admit that social media really affect us.
我们同意这个社交媒体真的影响我们。
And they agree it's not only them.
他们同意也不单是他们。
Also the adult as well.
而且成年人也是一样的。
So this morning I want to think through with you together how much the social medias, the world, the news, fake news, right news, good news, the news that you like, the news that you don't like,
大家想一想，有多少这个社交媒体正确的、不正确的、喜欢的、不喜欢的
？How are they influencing you？
怎么影响了我呢
？How much we let them to influence us？
我们让这些媒体影响我们吗
？If you have too much time on those, what I just had，
如果你花了太多的时间在那些上面。
You probably will have less time on the books that you should read.
那你大概没什么时间看书了。
and have probably less time for scriptures.
更少时间读圣经。
Would you spending too much time?
你会不会花太多时间在 YouTube 呢？
We constantly being influenced by things around us.
我们经常被外界的影响。
And there are more, the more time you spend, the more influence it will be on you.
越多时间花在那个上面，它对你的影响就越大。
All right, from this point on, that's a lot of interactions for the remainder of the sermon time.
以下呢有更多的互动的哈。
The interaction is not between me and you.
不是你跟我互动。
And someone next to you.
是你旁边的人。
So, why don't you...Think about it. Try to find a partner today.
找一个同伴。
Share with them one thing now. Share with them one thing.
分享一件事。
I think I'm spending too much time on this.
我猜我在那个上面花了太多时间。
Tell the other persons. I think I'm spending too much time on this.
你对你的伴侣说。我猜我在那个上面花了太多时间。
Anybody,
任何一个都可以。
Turn around.
我的前面后面也可以。
If you're not comfortable with that person,
如果你跟那个人不这么
ask that person their name first.
那先问他什么名字。
Then no longer that is a stranger to you.
那你问了他的名字，你就不算是
陌生人了。Try to find somebody.
先找个人吧。
If you want to move seats, you are welcome to do that.
如果你要换一个座位，欢迎你们随时换一个位置，找你可以谈的。
Well, you don't have to go to solution now. We're just starting. If you acknowledge this is too much time,
你会想想什么花的时间太多了。
All right, this is not a social work teaching class.
现在不是 教这个社交媒体。
We are going back to the Word of God.
我们回到圣经。
And only God can renew our mind.
只有神能更新我们的心意。
Only God can renew our wicked mind.
只有神能更正我们邪恶的思想。
We are limited, we are affected by sin so that we need to renew by God.
我们受了那么多的坏的影响，我们需要神来更新我们的心意。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Do you want to make this as your prayer in New Year?
你愿意在新年用这个祷告来开始吗？
Create in me. Let's read it together in whatever language that you prefer.
你念什么话都可以。神啊，
create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We need to be renewed by God.
我也需要神。
That's a king. He did that.
有一个王，他真的这样做了。
Because it showed us that our mind can be changed.
让我们知道原来人的心意可以改的。
In Chinese, it's saying that when you were 3 years old, you already set your personality.
中国有的老话这样说，三岁就定了你八十了。
He is good. Our translator is good.
这个中文我会。
So that sometimes we, you know, in our mind that we think that our personality is so, is already inborn, we cannot change.
我们常常会想我们的心思已经是牢牢固固的，不可能变的。
And I want to challenge that.
我要挑战这件事。
If you are very stubborn like me,
如果你跟我那样子那么顽固的话
，Do you think you are kind of stubborn？
你觉得你顽固吗
？Sometimes，
有时候
，I think I'm pretty stubborn。
我想我相当的顽固的。
And I think my family will testify that is stubborn。
我相信我的家人会同意我的想法。
Because that way。 Because there are ways and things that I insist do it this way.
因为很多事我就说一定要这样做。
Yes, I am quite stubborn.
不错，我是相当的固执的。
But if our stubbornness is not what God wants,
但是我们的固执是
不是神喜欢的？
不是我们，不是神喜欢我们那样的固执。
Then what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
那怎么办呢？
Do you want to keep yourself focused? This is me. This is my way.
你还是说我就是这个样子，我就喜欢这样子。
Or are you willing to turn yourself to God?
还是你愿意交给神呢？
Create in me a new heart, oh God.
在我里面造新的一个心意。
And renew a right spirit within me.
在我里面打造一个新的心意。
Hezekiah can do that.
西西沙王他是能这样做到了。
But Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart.
但西西家和耶路撒冷的居民受到心失意，就是一有自卑。
他觉得心里骄傲。
他觉得心里骄傲。
He know they are prideful. He representing the Israelite, they are prideful. So, 他们都是很骄傲的心。So I think we need to have his mind in our heart that yes, I am prideful.
所以我们也应该有这样的想法，我们实在是骄傲的。
And as long as we acknowledge that.
最少你要承认这一点。
Then we have hope to change.
那么有希望可以改变。
So before we go to the scriptures how to change.
我们在开始读圣经怎么能改呢?
I want to point out just one unbiblical meditation.
我只是提出一件事，有一些是不合乎圣经的默想，就是冥想。
It is really back to go to a yoga meditation.
就是瑜伽的冥想。
Yoga becomes more popular since the 60s.
从60年代，瑜伽的思想越来越受人欢迎。
Because of the Beatles. Because of the Beatles, they went to India and got influenced by the Hindus. So they brought yoga back here and it's become very popular.
那个时候有这个乐队跑到印度，受到这个影响，就带到西方来了。
So yoga is very popular today.
所以瑜伽越来越受欢迎。
It's advertised as an exercise class.
做广告说这个是运动。
And it is really, really focused on exercise.
实在是也是注重体育的。
But go back to what I said earlier, we need to be discerned, we need to make sure what come to our, go to our mind.
但是我们要只想我们脑袋里面到底在想什么。
Is yoga purely a physical exercise?
那瑜伽纯粹是一个体育运动吗？
Yeah, they do this and that. Wow, their legs can go to the head, their hands can go to the, I don't know, twist a few rounds, twist and wrap them around. Difficult position and very good exercise.
你要扭来扭去，扭上扭下，好像是很认真的一种体育训练。
But they are more than physical exercise.
但是不单有这个运动的。
Because yoga has physical exercise as well as spiritual practice.
但是里面瑜伽也有精神的修炼的。
So what that means?
那什么意思呢?
According to the yoga practice, the meditation is to help you to connect to your body.
根据瑜伽的训练，冥想可以帮助你联系你的身体。
So it is assuming that body human has power potential inside.
那是 假定在人的心里面是有这样的能力的。
So you need to release that power.
你要放松这样的能力。
You need to feel every single part of your body.
你要感觉到身体每一部分的。
Let it loosen up.
然后放松。
So it's emptying yourself, in a sense.
从一个角度看，好像是倒空自己。
So the technical term is to emphasizing self-realization.
所以其实是要自我冥想，而不是敬拜上帝。
So this is very different from Christian meditation.
这个跟基督教的冥想很不一样。
Our mind need to be trained.
我们的脑袋要受引操练的。
Even a renewed mind need to be trained.
已经更新的心意还是要操练的。
Paul remind Timothy that have nothing to do with irrelevant silly myths, rather train yourself for godliness.
保罗对提摩太这样说，只是把这个世俗的言语和老父荒谬的话在镜前操练自己。
So we need to train ourselves in godliness.
我们要操练我们的
属灵的自己，我们的属灵生命。 So let's try to do some practice now.
我们现在做一些训练吧。
And I want to invite a few friends to help me here.
我要请几位朋友帮我。
You already read this verse from Psalm 1 to 2. We'll do a little bit more exercise here in just a minute.
你先读一读诗篇第一篇第二节。
We'll read him in a minute.
等一下会念。
So we want to try to focus a few points here. And I'm inviting friends to come to help me.
在这里我们先注意几点，请一些朋友来帮我。
And they call the Puritans. The friends that I'm inviting calls the Puritans.
我请的人是 Puritans.
清教徒。我请了几位清教徒来帮助我们思考怎么样去默想神的话。I invited a few Puritans friends to come to help us to learn how to meditate the word.
请几位清教士来帮我们看怎么样。
They are all dead.
他们就在那边。
They are all dead. They are not physically here.
他们不是在这个里面，但是他们是在那里。
I have some of their quotes to help us to learn this topic.
我有他们的话来帮助我们。
Because they are 16th to 18th century people.
是十六到十八世纪的人。
They're in the Church of England.
在英国的教会。
This is kind of like a post-Reformation time.
是在宗教改革之后的时代。
They're struggling to try to make the to have the right way to worship God.
他们想怎么是正确的方法来敬拜神呢？
And they spend a lot of time in God's Word.
他们花很多的时间在神的话语上。
Unlike us, we spend a lot of time on our phone.
不像我们花很多时间在手机上。
So we need to learn from the masters. We need to learn from the masters of meditation.
怎么要在这里想
？So one thing that I want to bring it up is when we talk about meditation, you don't have to be like meditate too many verses at one time.
你冥想的时候不需要想很多很多的。
One passage, one verse, or even one word at one time.
一次冥想可以是一段经文，可以是一节，甚至一个字。
Sometimes we have too many things that we don't even know where we're going.
因为太多的事情，我们自己不知道搞什么了。
The first one is Watson.
第一个是 Watson， 他这样说。
Watson warned that if one tries to meditate too many things at once，
Watson 说，如果一个人想冥想太多的事情，
the believer will become frustrated and distracted。
这个信徒会觉得很烦。
Who will be like the bird that hops from one branch to another and not stays in one place?
就好像一只飞鸟，从一个枝跳到第二个枝，不留在任何一个地方。
We need to go deep in God's word.
我们叫神的话语上深根新根深。
Not only sprinkling on all different passages.
不要跳来跳去。
What is the truth?
什么是真理呢?
So when you go to meditation, going to one verse, what is the truth that this verse is telling me?
在这段经文里面，这个真，什么真理要告诉我呢?
William Gurnell said, be much in the meditations of the transcendence excellency of truth.
William Gurnell 这样说，明默想超然的真理。
Why it is transcendence and excellence?
怎么会超越呢？
It's go beyond time.
是不受时间的限制的。
It's go beyond generations.
超越世代的。
Go beyond your age and your dad, your grandpa's age.
超过你的年纪，你的父亲，甚至你的祖父的年纪。
What is the meaning here?
什么意思呢？
Let's do some practice here.
怎么样来操练呢？
So let's read Psalm 1:2.
我们念诗篇第一章。
But his, let's read it together. Ready, go. But his delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.Okay, you were talking to people today earlier, right?
我们今天跟人谈过话的。
Interacting here.
你们有互动的。
So answer this question.
那回答这个问题。
Tell the next person.
告诉旁边的人。
What are the truths in this verse that you can think of?
在这节经文里面你会把握的什么真理呢？
Okay, start talking.
你可以讲话了。
Let's start talking.This is not my time, it's your time now.
互动，你们互动，不是我互动。
What are the truths in this verse?
这一节里面有什么真理呢？这里是睡着了觉还是在想？
分着着的给着了没有？Oh, wow, good. And we are talking too.
Interaction.
And Mr. Ma has one point he said, man. Even you sleep, you're still thinking about it. Wow, that's true. But his delight, why there's a but there?
为什么当中在英文圣经有一个 but?
And then you need to look at verse 1.
那回到第一节吧。
And his delight.
喜爱。他喜爱的什么呢？
喜爱。His delight. It's talking about someone just delights in God's word, in the law of the Lord.
他说有人会喜爱耶和华的律法。
Why there's such a law that can delight people?
Oh, 原来还有这样的律法。
What kind of law that delights people?
怎么会叫人会觉得喜爱的呢？
Why the law can delight people?
为什么律法会叫人高兴呢？
Why the law is so attractive?
有这么可爱的吗？
And this is...The Lord, the law of the Lord.
这是律法的字。
Why the Lord has such the law that can be so delightful for people?
怎么会有这样的律法叫人会喜爱的呢？
And this person, he meditates day and night.
这个人昼夜思想。
How can he think that way?
怎么可能这样想的呢?
What is the law? What is the part of the law deserve us to think or to meditate day and night?
到底这里有什么东西叫我们昼夜思想呢?
What's so interesting about this law that we can think about it, meditate about it day and night?
在这个律法里面有什么吸引力叫我们昼夜会思想的呢?
That is one thing that is so attractive. There's one thing in this verse tell us that the law is very attractive.
这节圣经里面告诉我们这个耶和华的律法是有这样大的吸引力的。
You'll be blessed.
那也会蒙福的。
You meditate the law, you will be blessed.
你会昼夜思想这个律法，你会有福的。
So next, we kind of, okay, we've spent time to meditate the truth. We already spent time to meditate the truth.
我们已经花点思想去对真理的一个反思。
Do not stop there.
不要停。
Because these truths are going to help us.
因为这些真理会帮助我们。
So the next part is to reflect, what should I do with this truth?
那下一步我们就说，哎，这个对我们有什么好处呢？或者怎么办呢？
So James also is helping us on this.
那刚才我们讲的那个清教徒在这里，他这样帮助我们了。
So he said, how the heart was toward God?
人如何向上帝呢？
What the heart was bent toward?
让人的心朝着神的话呢？
The danger of evil thoughts.
那个邪恶的思想的危险呢?
One use of words and one's action.
一个人的信仰与行为。
So let's practice now.
那我们来试试看。
So go back to this verse earlier.
回到我们刚才那句经文。
So as a reflection.
这个反应。
How the heart was toward God. How does this verse to help us to bring our hearts toward God?
这节经文怎么帮助我们带到神的那里?
Talk to the neighbor.
又跟你的隔壁的人。
Talk again.
谈一谈吧。
Talk again. How does this verse, the truth of this verse, help us to go toward, bend our heart toward God?
这个真理怎么样能叫我们的心更朝向神呢?
One thing that I learned here.
我学到一件事。
Our heart need to go toward the Word of God.
你心应该朝向神。
Our heart need to meditate day and night of the Word of God.
你心应该昼夜思想神的话语。
Very good. So what next then? What next then? I know I should.
我知道我应该的。那下一步呢?
I think most of you can identify with me. I always think that I should read more.
大概你跟我差不多了，我们就是我们应该多念一点。
Do you agree with me? Do you ever think that, oh, I should read more Bible? I should read more.
你会不会也有这样的想法啊？我应该多念圣经，我应该多念。
So if you are not,
如果你没有做到呢?
Then this is the question that we ask. What the heart was bent toward?
那如果那个心不是向着神的话语，那么向什么呢?
So if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, then I need to question myself where my heart is bending toward to.
如果我的心没有向着神的话语，那我的心是向着什么呢?
What is your heart bending toward to if not bending toward God?
如果你的心并没有朝着神,
talk to each other.
那我们跟旁边的人又谈一谈吗?
This is maybe more sensitive, this one.
这个可能就比较有一些敏感了。
If you ever feel that I am not reading what I'm supposed to read or reading how much I should supposed to read, then there's probably something else that's grabbing your heart.
如果你没有在你应该读的东西书上读的话，那有其他的事抓到你的心思了。
And go to the next.
那下一步。
And then, is there any danger of evil thoughts?
有没有邪恶思想的危险呢？
You're looking at this verse. How can you come to a part that, oh, is there any evil thoughts in my heart? Can you think of any possible evil thoughts in your heart?
你想想，你会不会有某一些的邪恶的思想呢？
If you're following me correctly, if you're following what I just said earlier correctly,
如果你接着我刚才所讲的，
you probably will come to a point that, yes, sometimes I do like some other thing more than God.
你会
word, more than reading God's word.
你会同意有时候我对某一些事比对读神的话语更有兴趣。
Agree?
同意吗？
Then that is very dangerous.
那就很危险了。
And that is even more very evil.
那可能很邪恶。
Why?
为什么？
Because you violated the first commandment.
因为那你就是
违背了十诫的第一诫。
第一诫。
You have someone else in your heart.
你有别的东西在你的心里面。
Function as God.
他做了你的神。
He became the idol. That thing becomes your idols.
那个东西成为你的偶像了。
Isn't that dangerous?
那危险吗？
Should we turn around?
我们要回转吗？
Lastly.One's use of word and one's action.
那
一个人的言行、言语、行为 I apologize for the color, it's a little hard to see. How does this verse try to help what we say and what we do?
那我们刚才这句经文怎么能帮助我们怎么样思想怎么行为呢？
So put the simplest term is this verse tell us to what to do mostly in terms of meditation.
关于
This verse mainly talked about what should we do in meditation.
这句经文主要是说我们在思想的时候应该怎么做？
We need to go back to the word of God day and night.
我们要回到神的话语昼夜思想。
Then that's really apply. That's really apply.
也真的可以应用的。
Is my word and my deeds reflects the word of God?
因为我的思想我的行动反映出神的话语。
Think about how would I say it differently?
想想看我怎么能换一个办法说呢？
So you read the scripture morning and you go out to hang out with your friend.
早上你读了圣经然后出去跟朋友在一起。
How does that meditation help you, the word of God help you to change the way that you speak, the content of your speech?
那你早上念的神的话语怎么影响你出去的时候怎么交谈做什么事呢？
How does that affect your actions?
怎么样影响你的行动呢？
This is Christian meditation.
这就是基督教的反思。
This is a meditation according to the scripture.
这是靠着圣经所讲的。
I hope this is not too hard for you.
我希望这个并不是太难。
And I hope everyone can make some changes this year.
希望每个人今年都能有一些改变。
Do you want to make a difference in your spiritual walk with God this year?
你希望在这个新的一年有什么改进吗？
Guard what influences your mind.
小心什么影响我的思想。
And train up the right mind by meditating the Word of God regularly and intentionally.
经常的、深重的来默想神的话语。
I hope we all, in a new year, we all can grow in our mind.
在新的一年，我希望我们都能在我们的心思上有进步。
Let the Word of God drive us.
让神的话语来推出我们。
Put our pride in the back.
把我们的骄傲放在后面。
Let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Dear Father God, we thank you.
我们敬爱的上帝，我们感谢你。
Thank you for the word of your word.
感谢你的话语。
So that we are not living in the dark.
以致我们不是活在黑暗里面。
And we don't have to go around and try to figure out life.
我们不需要兜圈想这个人生怎么办。
We just arrived 2023.
我们进入2023了。
And it is our calendar year to start. We want to start fresh.
我们希望有个新的开始。
We want to start fresh, and we want to look toward you.
我们希望更向着你。
Give us a new mind, train our mind to be more and more like you.
改变我们的心思意念，让我们越来越像主耶稣。
We cannot do it on our own.
我们自己没有这样的能力。
May the Spirit of God help us.
让圣灵帮助我们。
Every day.
每天帮助我们。
Every moment.
每时每刻的帮助我们。
Let us to open our heart only to you.
我们把我们的心光是向你敞开。
Not opening up to the world.
不是向世界敞开。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贝的名字祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.